a little bit slow off the start, but I thought from a compete standpoint, 50-50 battles, I thought we really found our game.
Tell me about the activation of the defense. I mean, it's a preseason opener, but we didn't see that a lot last year at all. Just these guys are capable of playing that way.
You know, I think we've talked about the predictability of our play, like how we want to break out, and a big part of the breakout is our D being involved. And then the second part is, you know, our forwards knowing when they are involved to make sure that we have their back and have them covered.
The power play goal, JJ's goal, just nothing too fancy about it, but bodies to the net, is that a lot of what you want, just bodies to the net?
No, I think when you have a lane and you've got somebody that's got a stick up there and you can, that's as good a shot as you're going to get when you have a clear lane, and if you can get a stick on it, obviously it's going to end up having a chance to go in the back of the net. I thought the second power play, we had two or three really good looks. We could have scored on that one, so... We just got to continue to work on, you know, all aspects of our game, and the power play's going to be one of them.
You mentioned already once, Seth mentioned today, about winning battles on the power play, and that second one, the example I think of is Byram and I think Benson along the wall. That's kind of what you want, right? Where you're winning those battles and you're creating more chances.
Yeah, I think the hard compete was good. Yeah, you know, I think, I mean, we had a good lineup, obviously, but we're trying to work on our game, and I think the small parts of the game are winning the 50-50 races, winning the battles when we get there, and then once we get there and win the battle, what are we doing with it? Do we have the support? Do we have a guy in the right place to make that next play? That's in the O-zone. That's breaking the puck out. Do we have somebody that's creating that quick two-on-one wherever we're at? So that we can create the race for the next puck, and then if we win the battle, we can make a play to create a good opportunity.
Paterka was a guy who moved on to that top line at the end of last year, took advantage of some opportunities. How much can he, you know, really be a top elite guy for this club now?
I think, again, I still don't know a lot about him. I mean, I've been able to watch him for a short period of time now. He had a great year last year, and I think, you know, with confidence, I don't know what the ceiling is. I think I thought he got unselfish later on. He passed up some opportunities. He got a heck of a shot. He passed up some opportunities. He wanted to get one over the Tage on what would have been a grade A opportunity. But I think with, you know, Tuck's playmaking ability and the fact you've got Paterka and Thompson that can, you know, hang on to pucks and make plays, and both great shooters. I mean, on the outside, it looks like the makings of a good line.
Was that a snapshot of what that Lafferty line can bring you guys, just the physicality? Even, I mean, some of the plays they made with the puck.
I thought they had a great night. I mean, that's, you know, it's like a running game in football. They got the puck down low. They hung on to it. They couldn't take the puck away from them. They made, you know, five or six great plays for scoring opportunities, but the puck possession was, you know, I think something that can wear a team down.
One game. Was the pace kind of what you were looking for out of this group?
I still think the pace was good. I still think we've got a ways to go in pace. Just the decision-making and the trust that we're going to be somewhere. And it's not the guy with the puck. It really is the guy away from the puck that has to do the work. And if he doesn't do the work, you saw tonight a couple times we had some turnovers, and I don't blame it on the guy with the puck. If we have guys hitting the hole a little bit sooner, we would have had better plays. So it's just something that, you know, we're going to continue to work on.
Is that something that gets cleaned up just through time?
Practice.
Just through trust?
Practice drills. I think, you know, we've inserted a lot of practice drills that are helping us play quicker. We're going to keep doing those drills.
There were a bunch of scrums and the response from top guys, really. I mean, what'd you think of that?
Well, any of those, you just need all five guys to get in. This part of being a team. There's a scrum. We're all in there. We're all in this together. So I thought the response was great, and everybody got in. And, you know, the end of the night, they sorted out, and we keep playing.